Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, let's check in with Jen Sabella with some extremely local news. Starting with the vaccines, head to the suburbs is the message, I guess. Right, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, the vaccine shortage in the city is ongoing. And yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that a lot more doses would be coming to the suburbs in the collar counties. And he said, you know, if you're a Chicagoan and you're not eligible yet for the vaccine, or if you can't find the vaccine in the city, you're more than welcome to hit up any of the mass vaccination sites run by the state, the county, and even in Indiana. Indiana has more doses than they have demand, according to Dr. Arwady of the Chicago Department of Public Health. And obviously, it's pretty close. The Northwest Indiana is pretty close to Chicago. So you can also head to Indiana and get a vaccine there. The city's actually working with Indiana to try to figure out how to get data from Chicagoans vaccinated in Indiana back to the city so they can keep track of everybody.
And the word is out that especially younger people, especially in that 18 to 39 age bracket, get the vaccine, because this seems to be the demographic where we're seeing the biggest spike, right?
Exactly. Just like yesterday, the University of Chicago had to switch back to digital classes because some frat parties were linked to a huge spike, 50 COVID cases on campus. And yeah, so that's why the city and the state said they're kind of speeding things up with making younger people eligible for the vaccine, because that is where the spread is happening and it's these new variants, and they really want to nip this in the bud and get as many shots in arms as possible. Mm-hmm. The vaccines will open to everyone 16 and up in Chicago on April 19th, which is just a week later than the state, but it has been tougher to find doses, especially, like, I would say on the north side of the city, where there's a lot of demand, especially like Lakeview, Logan Square. We're hearing from a lot of people in those areas. But yeah, if you click around, we actually have on our website links to all the state-run facilities. You should be able to find something. And I actually got my first ZocDoc alert this week. I signed up 2 months ago saying that there were openings in Chicago. So it does seem like they're trickling out.
Yep, it's getting a little better. For all the info at blockclubchicago.org. If on your weekend list of things you want to do, you have antique shopping, we have some Rogers Park news to report. Jen?
This is such a sweet story. Andrew Johnson was a Edgewater Rogers Park resident, and he and his mom would always go and antiquing when his mom would visit the city from Michigan. And they loved doing that together. And she died in 2019, and he was really devastated and working a corporate job and decided to ditch the corporate job and start selling antiques full time. So he opened a store this week on Devon, and it's called Andy's Art Antiques and Oddities. And along with vintage stuff, you'll find like really cool barware and, you know, furniture. You will also find art from local makers. So you've got pottery, different things for your plants, and a whole lawn and garden section. And it's a place where people, Northside artists, can sell their wares. So, yeah, he's really excited about this. And obviously the pandemic set things back a little bit. But he was like, I didn't want to sell online. I wanted to do what my mom and I did and allow people to come and browse and find something, you know, one of a kind.
Good news for folks on the north side. And on the south side, you have on the website of Block Club Chicago the overlooked architecture of Chicago's south side. Tell us about this.
So Lee Bay, he's amazing. He's an architecture critic, and he's on the editorial board of the Chicago Sun-Times. And he recently released a book called Southern Exposure that highlights the amazing architecture of the South Side that you may not see, you know, you won't see on your river tour, you won't see when you come as a tourist downtown. These are just buildings that are really unique to the South Side of the city. So he said that his kids were pushing him to make a playlist to go along with this book. So if you were doing like a DIY tour of some of the places in his book, you could put this on your car stereo and cruise around and really hear music from Chicago from back in the 70s all the way till now. And it's a really awesome mix. It just really highlights the great music that's come out of Chicago over the years. And it just really sets the mood. So especially if you're feeling like super stressed by the end of this pandemic, which hopefully the end, and you just want to do something different over the weekend, you know, you can read Lee's book. It's amazing. And the art in it is beautiful. And it tells the stories of these really cool buildings. And you can put on the Spotify playlist, which I've been listening to all week.
Well, Lee Bay knows his stuff. He's quite the architecture and Chicago expert. So again, for more on that, blockclubchicago.org. All right, Jen, you have a good weekend. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Bob.